President Biden made his first address to a joint session of Congress. It was a scaled-down affair with a sparse audience due to COVID concerns, but his vision was big. This is Don Rush. The president offered up trillions of dollars in spending for infrastructure, jobs, and the expansion of the social safety net. In short, the era of big government was back. We talked with Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin about the address.
I think that what we see with Biden is as moderate a presentation as he makes, and as calm a presentation as he makes, he is, I think, an expression of what you might call muscular liberalism, in that he wishes to use the federal government to address major national problems across the board, from child care to the minimum wage to climate change. He makes proposals that certainly cost money. One estimate is around $6 trillion that he's proposing that we need to spend on these various problems. But he is attempting to be, I think, a transformative president.
Do you think that he's reversing Bill Clinton's declaration that the era of big government is over?
Absolutely. I think what we've seen now in the 21st century, in effect, is what we saw as a consequence of the 20th century. And that is that as Roosevelt tried to deal with the Great Depression, Biden now has to deal with a pandemic, a global pandemic, that triggers a major economic problem, economic collapse, and that it is only big government that can actually address this.
Do you think that Biden has foreclosed the argument that Republicans have traditionally made that there's wasteful spending on someone else, for instance, the poor, as in the Great Society, and now directed his attention really to the middle class, and these programs are for them?
I think that's an accurate strategic move on the part of Biden, and actually more to the point, actually more substantive as well, because the child care support, for example, is not simply addressed to low-income families. It's across the board. The proposal to expand support for a college education is not just for low-income families, but it's across the board. It even includes wealthy families. So that instead of K through 12 funding from the government, we're now, Biden's proposing essentially K through 2 years of a community college. And so that the appeal is broad.
What did you make of Senator Tim Scott's response?
I thought it was rather shallow, and it was typical in the sense that there was little vision in what the government can help us do for our problems, and instead basically appealed to the idea that it's back to the family and back to the individual. And that when he used phrases like there's wasteful spending and job-killing taxes, these are particularly traditional Republican lines of talk that don't address the major crises that we face. There was very little specificity to his discussion and a lot of just empty hope, I think.
Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin on the president's address last night. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.